天气怎么样？天气怎么样 ？How's the weather？ 天气怎么样？How's the weather？ How's the weather？ 是由科学家 Campbell Watson 与艺术家林子桓共同创作的电台节目，是立方空间花鼓电台的节目。我们使用访问的方式，收集受访者的讯息，慢慢地从天气谈到各级的主题。天气被视为进入观看世界的起点，天气无所不在，我们在天气里面，我们改变天气，但实际上天气正在改变我们。这集我们要谈的主题是人类的社交行为 Human Social Interaction。
So my name is Jen Nista. I am an artist and I also do some writing. And I am from New Jersey, of all places.
Okay, I am Xavier Levin. And I'm originally from France. And I currently live in Barcelona, Spain. And I'm a research scientist at the Barcelona Supercomputing Center.
Okay. My name is Yanyi Li. I am an independent curator. I research on people as social beings, our ability to accept and also to create a more space for making mistakes and accepting failure. So I'm from Taiwan. Right now I live in Berlin, but I will soon moving back to Taiwan, Taipei very soon. Hi Siri, could you tell me what's the weather like today?
The weather right now is great. It's a little humid, but hot and typical of Barcelona in this season. It's not very variable here, so you usually get the same weather day to day. It's a little bit like living in LA, maybe.
The weather in Germany today was really nice. The sky was kind of like pinkish blue.
Orange.
Blue, but it has a kind of a whitish color.
Yesterday was super hot. There was a heat wave in Germany, I think. But today was more relaxing.
Today is quite warm. I think it's supposed to be in the 90s. I'm sitting in my Brooklyn apartment with no air conditioning, just like slowly leaking sweat.
I like rainy days in summer because they just smell the hot water.
Yes, I actually feel the same way about rainy days in the summer. And it reminds me of being at my grandmother's house when I was young because I would spend the whole summer with her and she lived by the beach and there would just be random
thunderstorms. I think like normally during the typhoon season in Taiwan, it's a super dramatic scenario. And, you know, it's actually like, always on the date of the typhoon, I feel like my mind is like much more clear. And I also love the luxury of like having this 50% chance of not going to have to work. And my friend and I, we can talk about typhoon for like a while instead of, you know, like other stuff.
Reporters who braved Hurricane Irma.
Wow. You know, I haven't seen a lot of debris recently, but it was a couple of hours ago that... Hold on!
Voila! 真的非常大，目前首当其冲的花莲。
Do you think the weather affects others too?
There's been some scientific studies on that, actually, especially about depression. I would say more seasonality than the weather per se. I think that on like a rainy day, people might feel more pissed and cranky, or maybe depressed.
No, actually, rainy day is not sad. It's hard for me to link bad weather or like bad mood with bad weather. Like they say, like rainy day is bad weather, but to me it's not. Or maybe like a gloomy day. Like my kind of like heartbreaking moment, like if I'm being fooled by people, I'll be like those kind of like dark clouds.
We also should consider the fact that not everyone is affected by the same weather in the same way. Some people love a gloomy, rainy day. That's their favorite kind of day. Other people, that makes them depressed. Some people are happy in the summer, like me. Other people get really depressed in the summer. I think the weather definitely affects other people as well, but the main point, the culminating idea of that being, it affects everyone so differently.
How will you act when you see people with different temperature?
In practice, we seldom talk to people that are not within our group of common thoughts. I think it's a big problem in our modern society. Even if we have so many means of communication, we actually get entrapped in our groups. Like on Facebook, we have a set of friends that usually think a bit like you think, and thus you end up in this echo chamber.
Which is Tong Wenchen.
There might be an interesting parallel you can make. Like for instance, temperature, if you look at very small scale temperature, is proportional to the rate of collisions between different particles. So if you have more collisions in between particles, like for instance gas particles, then you have higher temperatures. So you could maybe quantify the level of communication or interaction with people as temperature.
So how do I interact with people in a different, like, temperature of climate? I love that idea, like, thinking of mental health or, like, personhood as a temperature. I think that makes sense. My subjective opinion, because I enjoy hot weather, that's going to be happy for me, and a cooler temperature will be sadder for me. So I would imagine, like, if my friend is having a down day, that they're at a cooler temperature. And if I am at a warmer temperature, a happier temperature, I would like to hope that my warmth can impact their coldness and maybe, you know, bring them some joy.
Oh yeah, totally. And also I think I act out different type of personality when I'm speaking in Chinese and speaking in English. Also, at the same time, in different scenario, I will perform like very differently as well.
I think there's definitely moments where, like, times where I've had to act in a social situation. Generally, it will be like a social situation that's linked to my professional life. So, like, I'll have to put on a performance. In a sense, if I'm not in the mood to be engaging socially, I'll have to suck it up and engage socially anyway, because it's kind of my job at that point.
Which is perhaps why you act in the first place. When you act, then people might judge you better, and thus your ego will be boosted, you know, and so there's kind of a reward into acting in some respects, like a social reward into acting. You would be acting because you want to put yourself forward as a scientist or as a person, and by doing so you will be better considered and more valued, and, you know, in the long term you'll be better recognized by your community. In short, I would say that's a social reward.
In that regard, I am conscious of what kind of behavior I maybe should, well, like, be displaying, and in that, and then I am allowing myself or kind of guiding myself to fit those expectations. So in that way, I'm consciously aware that there is a performative element. But I think the actual second-to-second process, it's not so keenly aware that maybe I'm acting. But I would say moment-to-moment, it can be quite subconscious. Once that conscious framework of what the expectations are of me that evening is created.
I definitely think that the weather, really, like, being here allows me to explore another different kind of feeling that I can react to. The weather has this kind of like transformative power, but it really depends on you as an actor, if I am gonna act upon this scenario. You are also in negotiating with the weather and deciding how you're gonna respond to that.
Voiced by Jen Nesta, Yan Yi Li, Xavier Loving, and Zihuan Li. Edited by Zihuan Li.
天气怎么样? How's the weather?